All right, just imagine for a second. What if you could double your salary?
Okay, I'm listening.
And I don't mean by, working twice as many hours or cloning yourself. I mean doubling your income by fundamentally changing how you
I
work.
mean, that sounds like the start of one of those late-night infomercials, right? Call now and we'll throw in a second paycheck for free.
It really does. It sounds too good to be true. But today, we're not selling anything. We are unpacking a very specific internal roadmap that claims this isn't a dream.
It's a calculated projection.
Exactly. We're looking at a presentation from Dale Chen, given at the Young We Monthly meeting on January 21st, 2026.
Right, so this is very much a State of the Union, but specifically for the colleagues at Young Way. And the headline is, well, it's ambitious. Dale calls it the roadmap to double output and double salary.
And the logic is actually pretty simple when you lay it out. If the company can double the value each person produces.
Then the salaries can double right along with it.
So we're talking about a jump from an average of what, roughly 1.8 million TWD per person.
All the way up to a target of 3.6 million TWD.
That's a huge leap. And I think for everyone at Yonkli listening in, the big question has to be, how? Because if the answer is just work harder, this is going to be a very short deep dive.
Thankfully, it's not. The secret weapon here isn't about more sweat, it's about strategy. Specifically, this MEIO framework and a massive integration of artificial intelligence.
AI, of course. It's about using AI to change the whole game.
The whole unit economics of the firm, yeah.
Okay, MEIR, we'll definitely break that down. But before we get into the AI wizardry, let's ground ourselves. Where is Yonkli right now? What's the baseline we're doubling from?
Okay, so to see the starting line, you have to look at the WRSR stats. That's the internal performance data. We're looking at the fiscal year from July 2024 to June 2025.
All right, give us the numbers. What does the engine look like today?
The total group revenue was 270 million TWD. Now you have to deduct some sub-brokerage fees from that, so the real number, the net
The
revenue.
money they actually keep.
Right, that's 240 million TWD.
And how many people are generating that
My
revenue?
team was 132 people at the time, so
Yeah.
that's 125 full-time staff and seven contractors.
Okay, so if you do the back of the napkin math on that, 240 million net.
Divided by 132 people.
Yeah, exactly.
You're
You're
going to land
paying.
right around 1.82 million TWD per person. That's the magic number. That's the current efficiency.
1.82 million. And what does that mean in, real terms for the people listening for their paychecks right now?
Well, currently, about 45 colleagues are earning an annual salary over 1 million TWD.
So about a third of the staff.
Roughly a third, yeah.
Yeah.
So one in three people at Yonkli is in that million plus club as of right now.
Okay, so that's where we are. But here's the part from the presentation that I found. Honestly, a little daunting. It notes that back in 2012, when they signed with ADP, the output per person was about 1 million TWD.
Right, a whole different era.
And it took 12 years from 2012 to 2024 to grow from 1 million to that 1.82 million.
It's a grind. That's traditional growth for you.
It's a real grind. So if the goal is to double again to hit 3.6 million, are we telling people they have to wait another 12 years? Is this a 2038 plan?
And that is the absolute critical question Dale poses in the presentation. If we stick to the old ways, yes, it's another decade plus. But the whole argument is that we're at a pivot point.
A technological one.
A huge one. With the aggressive use of AI, the timeline to get to 3.6 million is expected to be, well, way shorter.
So we're not looking at linear growth anymore. We're talking about something exponential.
Precisely. And the incentive is real. If the company hits that 3.6 million target, the projection is that a third of the colleagues could see salaries of over 2 million TWD.
So double output really can mean double salary.
That's the promise. But, a promise is one thing, execution is everything.
Which brings us to the how. Let's dig into MEIO. What does that stand for? Marketing, engagement.
Implementation and operation. Correct. These are the four fronts where Yonkli is deploying AI to get rid of the grunt work. And it starts with M for marketing.
Okay, when I think of marketing for a firm like this, I think of, well, really boring websites, stock photos of handshakes.
Trust us, we do taxes right. But Yonkli has like nearly 80 websites.
80.
80, covering traditional and simplified Chinese, English. It's over 4,000 pages of content.
4,000 pages. That's not a website. That's a library.
It's about 4 million words. Think of it like having 50 novels just circulating online, all written by Yonkli.
Okay, but who is reading 50 novels about registering a company?
Ah, that's where the strategy comes in. Dale calls it the Marco Polo strategy.
Yeah.
Marco Polo didn't just give you map coordinates, right? He told stories about the journey.
So instead of just a bullet point list of services, they're writing narratives, stories about what it's actually like to do business in a new market.
Exactly. They turn these dry services into high-quality, substantive articles. Dry goods, as they call them. And here's the AI part.
Getting people to actually find all this content.
That's the key. Modern search engines, you know, the AI-powered ones, are crawling these articles. And because the content is so good, the AI recommends it. So clients just find Young Wei naturally.
It's search engine optimization for an AI world, but they're also using other tools, right? I saw a mention of Notebook LM.
Yeah, that's a great example. They feed those 4,000 pages into Google's Notebook LM, and it can instantly turn that dense text into an infographic or a PowerPoint-style PDF.
So a potential client gets the summary, the key points, without having to read for hours.
Exactly. It makes the content way more engaging, and no human has to spend weeks redesigning it all.
That's very smart. Okay, on to e-engagement. This seems to be all about a system called QIS.
The Quotation Information System. And look, the name is kind of dry, but this thing is not just a price calculator. It's the company's brain.
The brain, how so?
It holds 12,000 quotations. Across 25 countries, it covers everything from company setup, tax, payroll, work permits, you name it. It's a massive database of how to do business everywhere.
So a junior colleague doesn't have to start from scratch if they get a weird request for, say, a medical device patent in Thailand.
Never. And that's where their concept of democratic authorization comes in.
That sounds very grand. What does it mean day to day?
It means the knowledge isn't locked up. Any colleague can search those 12,000 past projects to help draft a new quote. The wisdom is available to everyone.
But isn't that a bit risky, letting a junior person draft a complex international quote?
Well, that's why they have Safe Quotation. The draft has a big watermark on it until a manager reviews and approves it.
Ah, a safety net.
A huge one. And they use safe interaction with shared mailboxes, so managers sign off before anything ever gets sent to a client. It empowers people without the risk.
And I'm guessing AI is boosting this part, too.
Big time. They're using the paid version of ChatGPT to do initial research on foreign laws. It's way faster.
Yeah.
Then they use Notebook LM to take the quotation data and generate a polished PowerPoint or even a voice file explaining it.
A voice file. The AI explains the quote.
It can, yeah. And think about how many back and forth emails that cuts down on. You're spending your time doing high value work, not answering basic questions.
That's a massive efficiency gain. Okay, let's get to the engine room. I and O, implementation and operation.
Right. Implementation is pretty straightforward, but the real revolution is in O for operation. The analogy Dale used was the data central kitchen.
I love this analogy. Explain it for everyone listening.
Okay, think about an old school restaurant. The chef has to get up at 4 a.m., go to the market, buy veggies, wash them, chop them all before they even start cooking.
It's inefficient. Highly paid chef is spending hours chopping onions.
Exactly. The central kitchen model is different. It's one central place that buys all the ingredients, the data in bulk. It processes them, cleans them, gets them ready.
And then it sends the prepped ingredients to the frontline staff,
who just have to do the final cooking and serve the client. They get to focus on the high value part.
And the central kitchen is basically a bunch of software robots.
That's it. It's a stack of AI, OCR for reading documents, and RPA robotic process automation.
So instead of a human typing numbers from a bank receipt into a spreadsheet,
the kitchen does it. As of the presentation, they have 108 of these tools running, 39 AI converters, 63 RPA bots, and the plan is to scale that up to thousands.
Give me a concrete example. What does one of these bots actually do?
Okay, a great one is the Regulatory Review AI Assistant. In the past, someone had to read a 100-page government document to find changes in regulations.
A terrible job.
A terrible time-consuming job. Now the AI scans the new document, compares it to the old one, highlights the differences, and even drafts the summary report.
So a 4-hour job becomes a 10-minute review.
Exactly. Or bank reconciliation. The AI does the mind-numbing work of matching receipts to bank lines automatically.
Which leads to this core principle they mentioned, information origination.
This is the golden rule. It means data should be digitized once, at the source. And after that, it should never, ever be retyped by a human, only transferred.
So if you're a colleague at Young Wei and you find yourself manually typing numbers from a PDF into Excel,
you are doing something wrong. You are capping your own salary potential. You cannot produce $3.6 million in value if you're spending your day as a data entry clerk.
The AI isn't there to take your job. It's there to take the low-value parts of your job.
So you can move up the chain and do more valuable work.
So what's next? What are they building with this powerful new kitchen? I saw something called Yongwei CoWoS. I know CoWoS from the semiconductor world.
Right, TSMC's chip stacking tech. It's a clever branding move. Here it stands for something like Cloud on Web Service.
So stacking software services instead of silicon chips.
You got it.
Yeah.
They're building things like a paperless audit system, but the CoWoS idea is the big one. It's about hosting a foreign partner's actual tax and payroll systems on Yongwei's own cloud platform.
Wow, okay, so you're not just sharing files with a partner in Germany, you're actually integrating their system directly into yours.
Yes, integrating it with Yongwei's own legacy systems. It creates this incredibly tight, efficient loop. You become the infrastructure for your client.
And that makes your service incredibly sticky. It's hard to fire your infrastructure.
Very hard. And to support all this, the other big strategic shift is to focus more on high production value countries.
Meaning?
Well, just the fees for the same professional service are often much higher in, say, Europe or the U.S. than in Taiwan.
Mm.
If you get more of that business, the math to hit $3.6 million per person gets a lot easier.
So it's better tools, better processes, and better targets. It's a complete roadmap.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it all comes back to this being a unique moment in history. These AI tools are finally good enough to actually work. This isn't science fiction anymore.
I think the key takeaway for the colleagues listening is that you have to use the central kitchen. If you want that $2 million TWD salary, you can't be the person still chopping your own onions. You have to be the chef.
Stop being a data clerk. Start being a consultant.
Dale ended his presentation with a reference to a song, didn't he? The Direction of the Heart.
Yeah, Xin de Feng Zhang. It's a nice touch. The feeling of the song is about happy exploration. It has a line that goes something like, not deliberately moving forward, but not deliberately staying still.
I like that. It's not about burning yourself out. It's about finding the current and flowing with it.
But you have to get in the water. The call to action is for the colleagues to move. The double-double vision is there. It's achievable, but you have to pick up the tools.
You have to actually use the QIS. Try out one of the AI assistants. Trust the central kitchen. That's how you build your own financial future here.
The tools are on the table. It's time to start building.
So next time you're about to manually type a bank statement, just stop for a second. Ask yourself, is there a bot in the kitchen that can do this for me? That's the first step on the path.
Work smarter. It's that simple.
Thanks for listening to this deep dive. We hope this gives you some clarity on the direction of the ship. Go check out the QIS, play with an AI assistant, and let's get moving. Until next time.